It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is Friday, it's the 30th of March 2018, and once again, that means it's time to take a look at what's been going on this week in tech news. That's right, it is episode 18 of the Friday News Update, and it's Good Friday today, but this is going to be a great Friday on the Friday News Update because we have some big phone news, some smartwatch news, and some tablet news as well. So let's get going, otherwise we'll run out of time. This is the Friday News Update for the 30th of March 2018, Good Friday, and first up this week, Huawei have announced three phones this week in Paris, the P20 Pro, P20 and P20 Lite. Let's start with the P20 Pro. It costs £800. It's available for pre-order now in the UK and it has triple cameras. The main camera is 14 megapixel and all those pixels help it take really good photos in the dark using a feature called light fusion. If this sounds familiar, that's because the Galaxy S9 had a similar-ish feature that let you take better photos in the dark as well, but this uses a slightly different method to make those really good photos in the dark. Rather than the adjustable aperture, this uses the 40 megapixels in the camera. There's also a 20 megapixel and 8 megapixel camera, and there is AI stabilization, AI scene detection, same as on the Mate 10 and Mate 10 Pro, which recognises what the camera's looking at and adjusts the camera settings accordingly. And we also get 960 frames per second slow-mo, 720p, just like on the Galaxy S9 and Sony Xperia XZ Premium. We also get 5x hybrid zoom, so we can zoom into something 5x, and we get 3D portrait lighting. That is actually the name of a feature on this phone, but that's Huawei for you. And just like the Apple feature of the same name, it allows you to put fancy effect on your selfies. And we get a 20 megapixel selfie camera for doing that. There's also a 6.1 inch OLED screen, a Kirin 970 processor, Android 8.1 Oreo, and 6GB of RAM, 128GB of storage, and a 4000 milliamp per hour battery. Pretty impressive. And you can get that for £800 from Carphone Warehouse right now. There's also the P20. It does not have the 5x hybrid zoom, but it does have 2x zoom, and it doesn't have light fusion, but it still has the 960 frames per second slow-mo, the AI scene detection and stabilization, and the 3D portrait lighting. And we get a 5.8 inch screen, a Kirin 970 processor, Android 8.1 Oreo again, 4GB of RAM but same amount of storage, 128GB, and a 12 megapixel and 20 megapixel dual camera on the back with a 24 megapixel on the front. And both of these phones have a very small notch at the top, allowing it to have a screen that takes up virtually all of the front of the device, but there is a small bezel at the bottom for the fingerprint sensor. The P20 costs £600 from Carphone Warehouse and you can pre-order it now. Finally, there is the P20 Lite. It has a fingerprint sensor on the back, but it has a dual camera on the back like the P20. That dual camera is 16 megapixel and 2 megapixel, and we get a 16 megapixel selfie camera. We get Android 8.0 Oreo and a Kirin 659 mid-range processor, but we do get a 5.85 inch screen, or 5.84 inches to be precise, but it's full HD, and we get 4 gig of RAM, which is pretty generous at this price, and 64 gig of storage. So that is a pretty decent mid-range phone as well. The P20 actually scored 102 on DxOMark, and the P20 Pro scored 109. So compare that to the Galaxy S9 Plus, which scored only 99, the Pixel 2 from Google, which scored 98, and the iPhone X and Mate 10 Pro, which scored 97, and you have an unbelievable camera system on both phones. They are gonna take some superb photos and videos. Apple have announced a brand new iPad. It costs £330, and unlike last year's budget iPad, it now has support for the Apple Pencil, which is really cool. It also comes with the A10 Fusion processor, which is pretty fast still, and we get a 264 pixel per inch 9.7 inch screen and support for AR kits, so you can run augmented reality apps. You get an 8 megapixel camera on the back, a 1.2 megapixel camera on the front, and you can pre-order it right now. There's also a fingerprint sensor on the front, as usual, and the Pages and Keynote apps have been updated. You can now draw on those apps straight onto the Pages in Pages or the slides in Keynote, and you can now make interactive iBooks within Pages. And there's also a feature that lets you link annotations made by the Apple Pencil to a word or a sentence perhaps, so that when you move that bit of text around, the annotation moves around with it, which is a really clever feature. So that has come to Apple's iWork apps, Pages and Keynote, now through a software update. Acer have announced the first tablet with Chrome OS. It has a 9.7 inch 2048 by 1536 screen. That is the same resolution as the budget iPad I just mentioned, and it comes with a stylus for interacting with the Android apps that you can use on it through the Google Play Store, which is on this tablet. It has a 2 megapixel camera on the front and a 5 megapixel camera on the back, and there is 4 gig of RAM and 32 gig of storage built in, and it will last for 9 hours. That's the battery life on this. It'll cost round about £300 when it launches in the UK in May. The Moto G6 has accidentally been put up on Amazon temporarily this week already, even though it hasn't been announced yet. It's going to cost £240 and will have a 5.7 inch full HD screen, a 12 megapixel and 5 megapixel dual camera on the back, an improved Moto Voice AI, and an octa-core processor plus a fingerprint sensor. So pretty good for the price. That is going to be released very soon by the looks of it. And finally, rumours this week suggest the Apple Watch Series 4 could get a bit of a redesign with a 15% bigger screen and a bigger battery. Alright then, that is the latest tech news for now. Thanks for listening and goodbye.